A dialogue between cultures is vital for the future unity of Europe. This was the message of European Commission President Hans Pottering today, following his meeting with Brother Alois, spiritual leader of the Theiss Ecumenical Community. Brother Alois was in Brussels to lead a day of prayer and reflection on the spiritual heritage of Europe and the role of young Christians in building its future. Emma McCarthy reports.
Brother Alois says that Europe's young Christians count for the future of the continent.
That the voice of the young people is heard, because there is a kind of gap sometimes between what is lived out among young people and the institutions. I think young people can help very much today to show that there is already a unity that is lived out in Europe by young Christians.
Europe and its Christian heritage has been an ongoing theme of Pope Benedict XVI's pontificate. He has consistently called on its youth to stand up for their faith and witness it in their daily living, at home, in school, at work. He's also often spoken out against the erosion of the continent's traditional values, such as the family based on the sacrament of marriage between a man and a woman. Most recently, in his comments to the Vatican Tribunal this weekend, he warned against what he said was a cultural context marked by relativism and against any views of marriage as merely a legal union that human will could manipulate as it pleases. His words came at a time when two European nations find themselves at a cultural crossroads, Italy and Portugal, both nations with strong Christian roots. In Italy, the government is debating legislation to legalise civil unions, while official campaigning is beginning in Portugal, ahead of a referendum on easing its abortion laws. Johan Lina is a young Orthodox Christian from Albania who took part in the Day of Reflection in Brussels on Tuesday. He says these trends can only be contrasted if young Christians start to stand up for their faith.
In today's world, it is very important for these young people who are Christians, who believe in Christ, to speak up this fundamental value of Europe, which remains the figure of Jesus Christ, to whom I think that the European civilization is based. And today we need to hear this voice more and more often, especially when different problems and fears are in the horizon showing up.
Johan adds that the presence, prayer and commitment of young Christians is vital to the stability and unity of the future Europe. Or as Brother Alois puts it, that they must find their voice if they want to enter into any dialogue, politically, socially, or spiritually. I'm Emma McCarthy.